morning as we welcome in for our Community Connection Fair Manager, Pam Pollack. And Pam, it's not too late. The fair hasn't started yet. You can still have time to get your exhibits ready to go.
Exactly, Charlie. We're going to kick it off about noon tomorrow where you can bring your entries up. Bring them in, like I said, from noon to 7.
Run out to the garden today.
Exactly. Go out and pick those nice big red tomatoes and bring some squash or some cucumbers. Anything you got growing in the garden, we would be extremely happy to have any of those entries.
And, of course, raid the pantry, because if you've already been canning some peaches or making some jams and jellies, I can run on the list, but you know it better than I do.
Oh, yeah. And hey, one of our newer departments is honey.
Yeah.
If you've been hitting those beehives and making some honey, bring that honey in and bring it to our canning department and enter it in our canning.
Yeah, now, wives, don't bring your husband honey along, because you can't enter him. Some fairs, I'm sure, have a husband calling contest, but we don't. So.
Well, that husband, he can go out and enjoy participating in the Ag Olympics.
We could, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. You're
yeah,
right. Yeah,
that Ag Olympics, I believe, starts on Friday evening, and that'll be out there between the barn and the building, out in the big parking lot where the bounce houses and the food vendors, and we'll have some outdoor vendors outside. Mm-hmm. Taking care of people.
And that's one thing that will change up from year to year. Some of the, I'll tell you, the exhibits, those are pretty much standard year to year. Superintendents change, but generally speaking, a lot of those other things don't.
Exactly. I can tell you about one new outside food vendor that we have this year. It's Rubicon Potatoes. And they said they have a huge baked potato, and you can get any kind of topping you want on that baked potato. Sounds pretty yummy to me.
Well, I'll tell you, the food, you always hold up about a 10-pound fare for me anyway. but between the OHCE folks, the Indian women, and the 4-H kids, and then my wife always hits that little shop over there in the corner and brings home all the stuff, and half of it goes immediately to the freezer, and we pull it back out around Thanksgiving
and
Christmas
time. There you
go.
That would be the OHCE Bazaar.
Yeah.
And homemade candies, homemade cookies, homemade items. They always have just a smorgasbord of anything you want there. Also new this year, the OHCE is selling pie by the slice or whole pies. And you can actually walk up to their booth and get a slice of pie.
So if you didn't win the pie auction Thursday night, you can still get some pie.
You can still get some pie. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, those are some fantastic looking pies. And I know some of them, there are, for instance, some coconut creams that seem to appear by about the same cook every year that go for a great price.
Yes. And I'm telling you, the Cattle Women's Association, they do an excellent job. And all that money they raised, Charlie, at that pie auction, they use for educational programs, and they also give out scholarships to deserving kids in the area.
Yeah, and that's just one of the many organizations that, I don't care what school in Washington County you see, there are scholarships from the organization there.
Exactly. Now, that pie auction will kick off on Thursday at 6 o'clock. So,
but before that, as long as we're talking about Thursday night,
yeah,
we got somebody we need to honor Thursday night, right?
Yes, we do. We kind of started a tradition I'm thinking about 8 years ago.
Okay. Whatever your number you say, I'll agree with.
we started what we call the Grand Marshal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a way to honor those folks that go above and beyond to help, you know, promote the fair, help promote the youth of Washington County. And this year's Grand Marshal are Patty and Larry Underhill. And a lot of people know Patty and Larry. They were our horse club leaders for years and years, did a super job with the youth with their horses.
And I think for those that may not know them by name, as soon as you show a picture of them or you get to see them, the oh my goodness, I've seen them out here for forever comes
forever
around. Yeah.
Yes. And they resigned as horse show superintendents this last year, but you will still see their faces around because Patty has an active role. She does all of our computer techniques with all of our entries and everything at the fair.
Well, you cannot run a fair anymore without one.
No, it really cut down on the time that we were spending doing paperwork.
Yeah, I don't know how you ran it before with a card file system or something, but putting it on computer makes it about 10 times faster.
Exactly. Yeah, it cut our time more than half. Yeah. So.
Well, this is great, and I've kind of shifted around from event to event as the flow went. But you know, I know the fair runs for 5 days on the calendar, but really 3 days of public fair time.
Exactly. Like we said earlier, we will start tomorrow at noon with our entry day, and then Wednesday the building will be closed. That's when we have our judges in. They like to have a nice quiet environment where they can go over what they're looking at without a lot of distractions. So the building will be closed on Wednesday, and then we open to the public on Thursday and Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And a lot of people ask, why do you close at 3? Well, it takes an awful lot of work to get the fair going. It takes an awful lot of work during the fair, and by 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, we're exhausted.
Well, and also just from the standpoint, I think, and I'm trying to read between the lines here, who are all the people that brought their exhibits out? The sweaters, the quilts, the canning, the pumpkin, the you name it on down to the livestock items. They need to go home and have some kind of a normal weekend and get ready for church on Sunday or whatever they're going to do.
Exactly. And there, you know, people bring in a lot of stuff for the fair, and people don't think about what it takes to haul those animals in and out at the fair, and you know, the feeding and the care of those animals. And we like to have at least Saturday evening and Sunday to kind of recuperate from.
Well, and after
we
all
call
the,
it a mini marathon.
Yeah, after the animals are gone and the exhibits are out of the building, you have a fair board who kind of still has the clean up, sweep up, put the tables away, all the other little things that nobody notices have to be done.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize it. We actually physically start setting up for the fair towards the middle of August. And to get everything cleaned up, everything in the right place, it takes about 3 weeks to set up. It takes about 3 weeks to tear it down.
But in the meantime, you've got exhibits like the 100-mile fair or 100-mile sale that probably will be setting up, you know, along the route this weekend.
Yes, the 100-mile sale goes in conjunction with the fair.
And, yeah.
So those people that are shopping out on the 100-mile yard sale, they can come into the fair, have lunch, sit in the cool inside environment, enjoy a nice cool drink, or have dinner with us.
Or take home some pies.
Take home some pies, yes.
We're talking with Pam Pollock. It is the Washington County Free Fair, and it is free, but there are some cash prizes to the exhibitors who win ribbons, so there is some expense involved. Who pays for all that stuff, Pam?
Well, actually, it's a tax levy.
All right, that's what I was going to get at.
Yes, it is based on your population of your county, and that's how they levy the premiums and awards.
So you're paying for it. Come on out and see what you paid for.
Exactly.
We'll take a short break and continue with Pam Pollock coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday. Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And, of course, we're talking with Pam Pollock about the Washington County Free Fair. This reminder, while we're taking the break, though, we will let you know that, of course, it is homecoming at Caney Valley High School in Ramona. And, of course, no school today for students in Caney Valley, but homecoming royalty interviews do begin on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. That's tonight at 5:25. We'll talk with freshman Gentry Reb and Cole Fairchild and sophomores Star Pedersen and Gunnar Hawkins, compliments of TOTA Communications and Totel CSI. That's coming up later this afternoon on AM 1400. Tomorrow, of course, we also get to talk with the juniors Hannah Childress and Christian Culbert, and seniors Melissa Rodriguez, Kobe Henry, and Philip Valentine, also compliments of Total Communications and Totel CSI. It is the Washington County Free Fair going on, the rest of the week. Entries start tomorrow noon, and of course, get your entries in there tomorrow, and then the public portion of the fair starts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday through 3 o'clock. Pam was telling us why they stop at 3, but all kinds of things going on. Daily events like lunch and dinner in the North Hall, 11 to 7. Let's go ahead and go to the Saturday. It'll be the 4-H'ers, and then Thursday the 4-H'ers, Friday the 4-H'ers, Saturday, the Bartlesville Indian Women with their Indian Tacos, 11 to 3. The Children's Barnyard, Ag Olympics, and the Jupiter Jump all open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 9, and Saturday, 9 to 3. And we were talking about some of the other things going on, some entertainment. I think we got some good musical groups this year. We got the tractor driving contest and evening outdoor concerts on a Thursday and a Friday. It'll be Dark Horse Revival on Thursday, Dark Horse Revival and Moonshine Ridge. And then Friday evening, Terry Melton and Let It Ride Band. And, of course, you get to hear the Let It Ride Band Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock on 104.9 Real Country K-Rig. And they'll be talking about that, I'm sure, on their program Wednesday night, playing probably some of the music that you'll hear out at the fair when they play for the 15-minute program starting at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening on 104.9 Real Country K-Rig. Some of the other things starting off Thursday morning at 9:30 and again at 1:30 in the main arena, the drill team performs. That'll be at 9:30 and 1:30, and then Kyle Martin in concert at 11:30 in the North Hall stage. Pam mentioned the horse show in the main arena also on a Thursday. We talked about the Cattlewomen Pie Auction as well at 5:30, and the tractor driving competition on Thursday evening at 6:30 as well. Of course, Friday, we started off Friday with 9:30 and 1:30 again with the drill team performances. Oldies and Goodies Car Club will be out there on Friday as well. That's always a fun exhibit. Those guys have got some great vehicles, and they enjoy talking about them. And there's no question you can ask that they can't answer for you right away. That'll be part of what's going on for you as well on Friday. Friday evening at 6:30, turtle races have returned to the Washington County Free Fair as well. That'll be at the Pavilion. And again, we mentioned the evening concert at 7 o'clock in the Center Space there with Terry Melton, Let It Ride. And then a Saturday, the Ag Show starts bright and early in the main arena at 7 o'clock, and with the Swine Show, the Goat Show, Sheep Show, and Cattle Show, and the Pet Show at 10 in the small arena. That'll be just to the north of the large arena with the dog and a pet show. And then throughout the day, entertainment with Kyle Martin and top-notch entertainment throughout the day until 3 o'clock. Again, that's in the North Hall stage for the Washington County Fair as we continue with that right up until it's time for everything to go home. Other things, of course, if you haven't picked up one of the fair books, we've got them here at the radio station. If you're working on let's say, that photography exhibit. It's not too late. Go through your photos today and tomorrow and get the prints ready to go. You can get those in the photography exhibit, and that's one of the more popular exhibits every year. Pam, I think I see people probably more than anything else showing, you know, their friends, their family, their kids, places they've gone, and the photos. It's always nice to see who's done what in the past year.
Exactly. Just have a whole variety of areas that you can bring photographs in. Antique farm equipment.
Yep.
If you take pictures of animals, we have a category for multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have a family reunion and you have a big goofy picture from a family reunion, bring it. There's a category to enter it in.
Yeah, and if you have a picture of a young child playing with a kitten, you can put it either way, and the animals or in the people.
Exactly. There's a jillion categories.
The Scenic Oklahoma is always fun.
Scenic Oklahoma, there's even one for a panoramic picture, Charlie.
Okay. So, hadn't thought about that.
Yep.
I'll have to see what I got there.
Kind of switching gears, I received a phone call. You know, we actually hold the state record for the largest pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Was shown at our fair
about
3 years ago. I did receive a phone call. We've got a pumpkin coming in for our great pumpkin contest that they're telling me it's probably going to tip the scales at about 600 pounds.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I've had to make arrangements to unload this pumpkin.
As I recall the story from 3 years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, it took you had to go find somebody with a forklift.
We had to go find somebody with a forklift to unload that state record pumpkin.
Well, I hope it's a record breaker only from the standpoint that records like that are made to be broken.
Oh, if nothing else, folks, come out. I mean, how often do you get to see a 600-pound pumpkin?
Wow. How many pies would that thing make? I mean,
oh man!
The folks from Libby's are going to want to see that one.
They're going to want to see that one. They can make a killing off of that one pumpkin.
Yeah.
They tell me that the most profitable part of it, raising a giant pumpkin like that, is selling the seeds.
Makes sense. Everybody would want
one
of those.
Everybody wants a seed that's going to grow a 600-pound pumpkin.
Or so, at least came out of one. That means you got the potential to grow another one.
You got the potential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear the story, assuming that you got that one, that it comes in and it is what we believe it is. The person who grew that thing, I'm sure they've got some garden secret besides just good genetics on the seeds.
Besides just the seeds, find out what they're feeding that plant. Yes, very much so.
Well, this is a fun thing to do, and I think the fair board has really done a good idea with their evening concerts on that one. Yeah.
Yes, you know, in the past we've tried to do an evening concert. Have never tried to do one every day.
Yeah.
But we are going to do outside concerts every day, weather permitting.
Well, I helped the Let It Ride band with their Wednesday night program on K-Rig, and I know they're excited about being out there on Friday
yep.
night.
Come out and enjoy the incredible talent that we have here in Washington County.
Yeah, and again, so the expenses are paid unless you want to buy something or have some lunch or some dinner.
Have some lunch, have some dinner. You know, most of our dinners in the building are very reasonably priced. You know, I'm going to say you can get something inside the building between $8 and $10.
Yeah. The OHCE folks, the 4-H'ers, the Indian women with their tacos, and then you look at all the other food trucks and everything else that's outside the building. If you don't find something good to eat, there's something wrong.
You're not looking very hard. You're not looking very hard.
So, okay, so head on out to the fair noon tomorrow, right?
Noon tomorrow is entry day.
Okay.
Yep. Noon to 7 p.m.
Thank you very much. Pam Pollock, Fair Manager for the Washington County Free Fair, joining us this morning on a Community Connection, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. News on the way next from the ONN.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. The state's